Hello, my lovelies. It is another week of podcasts. And honestly, at this point, I don't know what episode we're all in. I just wanted to share with you. Hi, I'm Debbie Dobbins. I'm the Queen of Magic. I still haven't come up with a new name for Hey Queen Flourish. If you have some ideas, please email them at Debbie@thedebbiedobbins.com. Because sometimes my creative juices don't flow when it comes to naming things. And that being said, that's not what we're here to talk about today. I want to talk to you today about the placebo effect. I always found it fascinating. The placebo effect is basically your mind telling you something that isn't necessarily true. And typically, the placebo effect is referred to in medical studies. So if you don't know what the placebo effect is, I'm going to share briefly because basically most people, I think, know today what it is. And when you're doing a case study, an experiment, testing out a new trial of a drug, you give one group is your test group, which has the drug, and the other group is your group that doesn't have the drug, but they're told they have the drug. And the placebo effect is getting the same results for not having what perceived drug that is. It's always so cool because the placebo effect is so freaking powerful, and our minds and our brains are so powerful. And the first time that I recognized this from the very, very beginning was years ago when I became a hypnotherapist, and I was doing some studies. And what I learned, people with multiple personalities, right? So you've heard of Sybil and people that have multiple personalities. If they're one of their personalities, one of their multiple personalities doesn't have diabetes, but in real life they do, that the multiple will show up, and they've done research on this, that multiple will show up with no signs of diabetes. I found that so amazingly fascinating. It blew my mind a little bit because it said that within your own body, when your mind is in a different state and it doesn't believe that you have diabetes and your body has got diabetes, apparently it disappears. And so there has been so much research then since that time when I learned about a multiple personality in the same body having different experiences. And along my journey of seeing things like monks that can sit in the snow for hours and hours, and the Iceman, I think his name is Duff, that sits in Arctic waters for hours on end because he has learned the talent, if you will, or the technique, owning his thoughts and his mind and his breath. Because truly, we are in charge. We are in the driver's seat of the body. And within that context, you can also then create whatever you want, but also be open to whatever the universe has for you. So I wanted to share with you a couple of other ways that that's been researched, this placebo effect, because it's so amazing when you realize that it's just you changing your mind and your beliefs, because the beliefs are the things that are getting in the way. There was a study done with women, I think there was 58 of them, that were housekeepers for a hotel. So what they did was they told them, they took separated them in two groups. And one group, they said that your daily activity is exercise. So imagine all the things that would go into being a cleaning person at a big hotel, carrying linens, and you're making beds, and you're vacuuming, and all of that. So they told them that that was exercise and that it was healthy for them. And so they began to see what they were doing as healthy and exercise. And oh, by the way, before they started this, they took the stats for each of these two groups, their body weight, their, you know, their BMI, their measurements, et cetera, heart rates. And the second group, they didn't tell them anything. And then they went about their businesses doing exactly the same thing that they had done before. After a 4 to 6 week period, or did all of the markers again, and the group that they told that that their activities, their daily activities in their job, if you had created exercise for them to create more health in their life, had actually lost weight. All of their markers had improved. And the other group, because they didn't get that information, was exactly the same. That's just mind-boggling if you think about it, because it just simply, and what happens with the placebo, I think, is so fascinating. It's when somebody else tells you that, right? It's not when you tell yourself, which you can do for yourself, but we haven't been trained to do that. There was another research study with a group of individuals, women, that were given two drinks. They were both shake kind of things. And they were given these items, one, and both of the groups had these, were given these drinks that were 350 calories each, but one had a label on it that said it was 650 and it was full of fat and a whole lot of other ingredients that were fattening and luxurious and decadent, if you will. And the other one was given the bottle that had the label that said it was 150 calories and that it was good for you and all of, you know, it wasn't as fun and decadent. And they tested some markers again. And basically, the outcome was exactly the same as the previous experiment that I just shared with you. They had these markers that reflected that their minds believed two different things. And so the markers reflected that they weren't getting certain digestive juices, et cetera, et cetera. But the fact of the matter is, and that's very clinical, but they were believing what they were seeing on these labels. So think about this. And there was another experiment, another way, way, way long ago. I heard it from Deepak Chopra the first time, and I've since tried to find it. But they took a group of people and put them in a mock village-like place that replicated, I think at the time that was the 1950s, all of the youth and age markers of this group of people that were immersed in a dynamic that was 20 to 30 years before the year that they were in. All their markers for youth, their telomeres, et cetera, had improved. It's so amazing and cool and wonderful and exciting, if you listen to this, that you can create whatever you want in your body. Some of the other experiments that have been done is people that can meditate, they're practicing sports, etc., or just doing exercises. What's fascinating is that also when it comes to this food dynamic, when you believe that you're eating something that's not good for you, your body processes it in one way. You believe it's good for you, your body processes it another way. Because your mind, you have been conditioned over the lifespan of your time on the planet to look at things a certain way, and then you show up in life to prove that fact. Literally, that's what it is. You're creating more evidence for yourself that what your belief is reality and truth. And what the real reality and truth is that you can create any experience in this body that you want. You can heal yourself. You can lose weight if that's your choice. You can build your body into a muscle machine if that's what you want. And literally, you don't have to spend hours in the gym being Arnold Schwarzenegger. You just have to believe that these things are happening for you. You can create the experience of happiness in your mind. Your body then becomes flooded with serotonin instead of cortisol that then begins to create this experience in your life that is beyond your wildest dreams. And it all starts with your belief. So when I say change your thinking, change your life, you're changing your thinking in order to change your belief. So if you're just changing your thinking and your belief is still the opposite of what you're thinking, right, or affirming, nothing is going to happen. And I love that phrase in the Bible that says you are as you believe. And most people don't really understand the true component of that. You are as you believe. You have every opportunity every single day to see in a physical form how you believe. Look around, open your eyes and see your life. And that is a reflection of how you believe. And you can change your thoughts. It's absolutely essential that you begin to change your thoughts. That's step one. And yet, only changing your thoughts and not getting to the core of the previous thoughts that are your beliefs are still going to override your thoughts and your affirmations. Literally becoming aware of what those deep-seated beliefs are. And honestly, the only way to do that is through coaching, meditation, retreats, looking within with the help of somebody else. Because I can assure you that there are a few people out there, but for the majority of the planet, unless you have some sort of support, help, guidance, mentor, You are not going to be able to do it on your own because you are so into your beliefs. So I love helping coach women to see where the truth of who they are is. I just had an amazing experience at an ayahuasca journey retreat for women. And again, an on display were women that are succumbing to other people's version of who they are. And your version of who you are is completely up to you. It is not up to the conditioning and the input that you have received since the moment that you were conceived. So if you think about this, your journey on planet Earth started at conception, because in the womb you heard messages that would then be imprinted on you before you even came crying into the world. Think about all of the messaging that you have received that has been imprinted on you that you now have an opportunity to examine and say, does this serve me? And if it doesn't, create a new belief. It's as instantaneous as Course in Miracles says, a holy instant. Everything that you could desire and want in your life can happen in a holy instant if you were to believe it. But because you don't believe it, because I can hear you through this microphone right now going, yeah, right. That's not going to happen for me. Because, and fill in the blank, the real honest truth is, if you were to change your belief so deeply at your core right now, right here, right in this moment, you would have whatever it is that you wanted. That placebo effect is the way that I wanted to demonstrate to you that it is only your mind, only your belief, only that conditioned behavior that is keeping you stuck. If you want to get unstuck, I can help you, or hire a coach, or go to a 12-step meeting, or go to a group meeting, or go to a support counseling. Any of those processes work. It's up to you to go get the support that you need, because listening to a podcast or reading a book or listening to a TikTok video doesn't get you moving. You need to activate all of this. And how do you do that? Get support. My name is Debbie Dobbins. I'm the Queen of Magic, and you can reach out to me at Debbie@TheDebbieDobbins.com. And for now, have a magical week.